Endicott College baseball coach Brian Haley is joining us here. Brian, welcome. Thanks so much for taking time to join us here on what is a very busy week for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me again, Bill. I really do appreciate it.
Well, congratulations, you guys have won the league title and on to the NCAA tournament, which will open for you guys on Friday. But first up, let me get your fast take on the NCAA tournament and the teams involved. And you guys will be playing Bridgewater State Friday at 10. Middlebury, Johnson, and Wales are the other two schools, or to round out the four schools in this regional. So what's your quick overview on this weekend's tournament?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement for both the players and the coaches and four really good teams. You know, I think in these settings, when you get to the NCAA tournament, you're always going to be playing the best. So you're going to see a lot of really good pitching, a lot of really good lineups, and teams that can play D. So you're facing some complete teams, and you just got to play good baseball and see what happens.
Now, do I have this right? You guys could have hosted this if it weren't for graduation at Endicott?
Yeah, typically we're the one seed, so the one seed typically would host in this case, but we do have commencement, which obviously entails quite a bit. So in that case, we're not able to host.
But you know, Brian, if I were a parent there coming to see my son or daughter graduate, I'd love to see the ceremony and then go over and catch a baseball game at the same time, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you there. There's just a lot more to it than that when you're hosting three other teams and a lot of it's a lot on our staff here. It's a lot on the people working. So if it was that easy, definitely, but it's certainly way harder than that. It's difficult.
No, I get it. I'm just kidding you, but it'd be impossible. I get that. There's just not that much room. This is not Ohio State over there with the field
exactly.
Miles and miles of fields there. All right, so Brian, you guys won the conference championship last weekend against Salve Regina. Give us a note or two on that and how that all played out.
Oh, it was an epic battle. We essentially played a three-game series, as we had a few games prior to that we won, and we were both in the 2-0 game. We both hadn't lost, and that was an epic back and forth dogfight. We got down a few, tied it up, got down a few again, tied it up, and then walked it off with a home run. So that was a really exciting day for us, and then that forced Salve to play again that day, and they won. They beat Roger Williams that evening, and then they had to come back and play us the next day. They beat us in the first game of that championship series 5-2 and pitched it really well, and then game three of the series, essentially the last game, was just an absolute pitcher's duel. It was a 1-0 ball game that we got a sac fly late and held on. Our ace came in to close the door, and we got it done. It was pretty exciting few days of baseball for sure.
Well, Brian, tell us about what do you feel has come together for the team over this last weekend? Clearly pitching, but what else? How else would you describe it?
Yeah, I think all year we've been really consistent in our approach to the game and, you know, just trying to play pitch to pitch and support each other and bring energy. And I think when we do that and stay focused, we're a really hard team to beat. So I think we just kind of stayed true to ourselves and kept competing. And we did get down, like I mentioned, and there's some adversity, but I think in those cases we just keep playing. We typically are able to just focus on the next pitch and keep going, which we did, and found a way to win. But it was definitely a testament to the approach and mentality of the guys, for sure.
The postseason awards came out this past week, and you guys did very well. And congratulations to you, Coach, on League Coach of the Year.
No, thank you very much. I think, the players brought in a big haul with that stuff, and I think that's just obviously recognition of a great year. We often talk about, hey, with great team success come the individual accolades and achievements, and it doesn't happen unless the team does a great job. So I think the guys understand it's about playing hard for the team, and then those cool recognitions come with it. But I don't think we put too much stock into it. I think we're certainly proud of it, but overall, you know, it doesn't help you win moving forward. And you know, but in the end, I think the guys are excited for what they've done thus far.
Is there? I have the list in front of me here, but Caleb, Gabe, John, Thomas Barberi also. So those are the major winners. The players. Can you share a note or two on any of that for us?
Yeah, those are the major award winners. So Caleb got Player of the Year for the second year in a row, and he is certainly. He's the best player in the league. I mean, that's voted on by all the other coaches, and there's actually a lot of very good players in the league. I think where he differentiates himself is he's a complete player in that he's got the offensive game. He plays an unbelievable defense and center. He's got a very good arm. He steals bases. He's up to 40 bases now taken. He just can really, really play. Johnny Mulready got Defensive Player of the Year. He's been our stalwart behind the plate. He's caught the vast majority of the innings, and you know we're fortunate to have a really good pitching staff, and Johnny's a huge part of that, calling games, working with the guys, throwing out runners when they try to run, blocking balls. He really does it all. Gabe has been our ace. Gabe's one of the best pitchers in the country at our level this year, and he certainly did a great job dominating within you know all the games he's pitched thus far. And then Thomas Barbieri is an outstanding backup catcher for us, and in his short time has hit like 3 home runs, hit for a lot of power, and done a great job. He came in to catch the last 2 innings of the championship, so we're not afraid to have him in, and we trust him a lot to put him in at any time. And then his award was actually the Scholar Athlete. Thomas is like a 3.94 overall GPA, accounting, finance, double major, and he's a brilliant kid and a great kid, and he won that award as well. So they did a great job, and I'm happy to see them recognized for you know what they did.
Yeah, and we have on this post, well, people listen to the podcast. If they scroll down, they'll see all that information on the players and some additional information. But obviously what you've provided is great insight and very helpful. So, Brian, let me just go back to the NCAA tournament. You guys are playing Bridgewater at 10 on Friday morning, an early game. So tell me about the pitching matchup or Bridgewater. What can you tell me about this game, the first one?
Yeah, Bridgewater's got a really good team. They're really strong on the mound. They have 3 really good starting pitchers. We're not sure who we'll see yet. We have an idea, and they have a really exceptional closer. So I think we expect to see some really high-quality pitching. Pretty balanced lineup, lefty-righty. They're really scrappy and competitive. They have some power, and they play defense. You know, it's like I said, I think every team you play when you get to a regional is going to be really, really competitive and really balanced. It's just about, you know, who plays better on that given day in those moments. So it should be a dogfight, to be quite honest with you, and we're excited for those. We like that kind of game.
Yeah, and can't go too far into the weekend with the games, but just the other game, the other opening game, Middlebury and Johnson and Wales. What insight can you share us on those two schools and how you see that matchup possibly?
2 very good programs. Middlebury lost to Tufts in the NESCAC championship game. And Tufts has got a great program as well. I believe they're playing in a regional down at Mitchell College this weekend as well. But so Middlebury lost to them, but has an outstanding team. It was one of the best teams in the country last year as well. I think they lost to Eastern Connecticut in the regional final last year. So a team that's battle-tested and has been there. Again, really, really good lineup. Has an ace pitcher and is really talented. And then Johnson and Wales, I believe, has won their league 3 years in a row now. And they expect to win. I mean, they're a team that's a winning program. They're coached by Kevin Casey, who's son of John Casey, longtime Tufts coach, and John helps him out as his assistant. So they're going to be really well coached and really energetic, and they're going to fight till the end. They're a really competitive group. So I think, like I said, all the teams are going to be ready to go, as are we.
Absolutely. So here's my last question, Brian. I mean, how do you read your team and how they interact with each other and with you, actually, and the game at this point of the season? And then what do you tell them prior to Friday's NCAA game?
I think we just have a lot of fun together. It's a pretty relaxed group that kind of knows they're good and just kind of knows what they need to do to prepare. We often just talk about having fun together and being focused. Our kind of catchphrase is F2=2W. That was going into conference weekends where you play a doubleheader, and if we have fun and stay focused, we're going to win 2 games. And we did that quite a bit. At this point, we got to win at least 3 games. In these 4-team double elimination tournaments, if you win 3 in a row, you win. And if you slip up and lose one, you got to win more than that. So maybe the formula is slightly different, but in the end, it's the same thing. We just got to have fun and stay focused, and the guys know that, and we'll certainly do that.
So the idea is to go 3-0 here then, right? Yeah.
That's the goal. Yep. Easier said than done, but that's what we're trying to do for sure.
All right, Brian, anything else you want to share with us before you head to Bridgewater?
No, just appreciate what you do, and thank you very much for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Well, best of luck to you and the team, and I guess have some fun. Have a great weekend. Yeah.
That's the plan. All right, thanks, Bill.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Take care, Brian Haley. baseball coach, Endicott College, on msonewsports.com.